In this final video for topic two, we are focusing on one faithful step for the next 7 days. When life feels heavy, vague goals can become discouraging. Get my life together is too large. Be a better mother may sound meaningful, but it can become a burden if it is not connected to a clear action. Fix my finances, stop feeling lonely, or make everything stable. Maybe honest desires, but they are too big for 1 week. A faithful step is small enough to do and important enough to matter. It might be making a simple meal plan for 3 nights. It might be texting one trusted woman from church and asking for prayer. It might be calling about childcare. It might be setting a bedtime alarm for yourself. It might be making one folder for important papers. It might be deciding not to answer stressful messages after 9 p.m. It might be asking a pastor, life coach, minister, chaplain, counselor, trusted leader for help finding resources. Galatians 6 teaches both burden bearing and personal responsibility. Some burdens are meant to be shared. Some responsibilities are ours to carry. Wisdom helps us know the difference. You do not lose self-respect when you ask for appropriate help. You are not weak because you need support. God often provides through people, churches, professionals, family members, friends, and practical resources. As you choose your step, keep your children in view. Children do not need a perfect mother. They need a mother who is present, honest, safe, loving, and willing to keep growing. Even one stabilizing rhythm can help a child feel more secure. Also, keep your own God-designed womanhood in view. You are not only a worker, provider, scheduler, driver, and problem solver. You are a beloved daughter of God. You need rest, prayer, friendship, health, and hope. Your 7-day step should not be chosen from shame. Choose it from wisdom. Shame says you are behind, so hurry up. Wisdom says walk with Christ and take the next faithful step. At the end of the week, review gently what helped, what was too much. What support is still needed? What should continue? What should change? God's mercies are new every morning. That means you do not have to build your future on panic. You can build it on grace, truth, and steady obedience, reflection, question. What one faithful step would bring the most stability to you and your children this week? Gentle next step. Write 1 7-day action. Name the support you need. And choose when you will review it.